Добрый день. Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Phil Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще ватка. Наш полет включает борщ. Я еще хочу упомянуть Чернобыль. And now, here's Phil.
I'm choking on garlic bread. Like the edit there in the bumper music. No wonder you got me talking over that crap so fast, because I heard that. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. I wanted to take this time to talk to you, discuss with you, and share with you something that is, something that's a great pleasure to me. And that is the savoring of good tequila. Why is it when you say I like to drink tequila, it gets a laugh out of people? If I were to say I like to drink brandy, if I like to drink cognac, well, that's very nice. If you like to drink a martini. But the minute you say I'd like to share with you my love of tequila, I get a chuckle here from my friend Terry Ray Elmer. But I do, and I'm not saying that I'm the greatest connoisseur. I have my favorite brand. And I also have certain tequilas that I am not a big fan of, and I will begin my dissertation here this evening right off the bat by saying, and I don't mean any disrespect to the very fine people who work for the company, and for many of you I know who like it, I'm not a Jose Cuervo fan. I do not consider that good sipping tequila. I don't even consider it very good tequila to make a margarita with. I think it is secondary stuff. I'm not saying it's bad. I don't think it's gutter water, but yeah, it ain't no Louisiana River water, but it's not the top of the line. For me, and many of you have heard me mention this in the program before, for me, the finest sipping tequila that I've come across is Don Julio Blanco. That is the silver tequila from the fine country of Mexico. Now, when we were in Mexico last January, we discovered a marvelous chaser for tequila called Sangrita. Sangrita. I got a bottle of this at the airport at Puerto Vallarta. They sold it there in the duty-free. Comes in a, I don't know what you'd call it. Is it a full liter, a couple of liter bottle like that, Mike? Big bottle. And it is De Sanchez. It's, my wife made a joke because Maria's maiden name is Sanchez. Like 1.75 liter bottle. Yeah, thank you, Mike. 1.75. How are you figuring that? Okay, it's a 1.75 liter bottle. I don't know, very roughly. And this Sangrita is a marvelous thing. And we bought a bottle of this. And first of all, where we were staying at the hotel, I got to meet some of the folks there and some of the surrounding towns. And it turns out that if you're a real lover of tequila, you're not slamming the stuff back. Here in America, we like to shoot the stuff down. You don't do that. That's not really the way to enjoy the drink. I mean, a lot of people, I realize that in our country, tequila is a test of manhood somehow. And, of course, the women sort of go along with it. It's a test of manhood to see how many shots you can pour down in 10 minutes or something and how much of that stuff you can power down, how many shooters you can pop down. It becomes a competition where you're winding up throwing up in a sewer or someplace, right? You're laying out in the street, like Tony, for instance, on each and every night of his life. No, you're just laying out there in a puddle of vomit. Who needs it? What you really want to do with tequila is you want to sip it the way one would sip a fine brandy. And you chase it. In the country of Mexico, anyway, many people chase it with this Sangrita. And I got a bottle of this stuff. Excuse me. You love that garlic bread, huh? It's killing me over here. I'm choking on this. With that smile on your face saying, yeah, have some of the garlic bread, and I'm strangling. So with the Sangrita, I got a bottle of this stuff, and it lasted for almost, oh, God, I just ran out of about 3 weeks ago. I couldn't believe that we had kept it for so long. I asked my wife, we must have purchased another bottle of this stuff. No, we got that stuff in Mexico. You can't get it in America. As far as I know, you can't buy it in America. And what it is a spicy, tomato-based, actually, I thought it was tomato. Yeah, it's tomato-based chaser. So you pour a little shot glass of your tequila, you've got a small demitasse or shot glass of your Sangrita, and you take a little sip of the tequila, and you take a little sip of the Sangrita, and you can squeeze a little bit of lime into that Sangrita if you'd like to. Some people squeeze lime into their tequila. I know why people squeeze lime into the tequila, because they can't stand the taste of the stuff. And if you're drinking down what I consider to be substandard tequilas for sipping, that is, like Ornitos, for instance. Ornitos, great tequila, tremendous tequila for margaritas. I would go to the wall with that argument. Way better than Jose Cuervo. I don't think it's particularly good sipping tequila. Now, Patron, good. Very good. I don't think it's as good as the Don Julio Blanco. As a matter of fact, it's my opinion that the silver or the white tequilas are way better sipping tequilas than those gold tequilas. And people for years, it was almost like everybody had this thing for Coors, remember, back east, when they were not selling Coors back east. People would come out to California and buy cases of Coors for their friends and take it on back to the states where they were not brewing or distributing it. And then everybody in the country finally got a nose full of the fact that Coors was crap. So not only did we know it in California, now the whole country found out that Coors ain't nothing, man. It's like drinking out of you might as well be sipping out of a toilet bowl. That's how good that beer is. It's not very good. Well, silver tequila is much, much smoother and I think much, much better to sip than the gold stuff. Just my personal opinion. You may disagree, but I'll tell you this much. Jose Cuervo, and I'm not saying that that stuff is crap, but I'm saying that it ain't as good as everybody used to say it was, and I think it was just sort of the image. And even though they come out with their limited edition bottles and they try to spruce up forget about it. So what you do is you take that tequila, you take that sangrita, and you spend a very leisurely afternoon enjoying the taste. It's fantastic. This is how you do it. And, if you drink tequila that way, you can do about 5,800 shots in a whole afternoon. It's wonderful. I remember that Wednesday. It was a Wednesday, as I recall. We were down there lolling around on the beach, and I looked at the bill after we checked out of the hotel. I said, Wednesday was the day, baby. Yeah, it was like 18 shots of tequila on this bill. That's the day she tried to swim across the lagoon and back, and it was what a day. When we got security, almost threw us out of the hotel. Oh, yeah, one of the high points of my life. So we got the duty-free. I bought the sangria. You can't buy it in America. Now, I'm telling you, this is the way to go. So I got online tonight, and I entered in sangria, and I found one of these message boards that had a recipe for this. I was so excited, I called my wife, and she was stoked, and we're going to spend the weekend we're going to spend the weekend drinking tequila and trying to make this stuff. Sangria. 2 pounds of tomatoes peeled and seeded, the juice of 3 oranges, the juice of 2 limes, 1 small white onion chopped. You salt it, 4 to 6 small green chilies seeded and chopped. You place all of these ingredients in a blender. You blend until smooth, a small quantity at a time if necessary. You chill well. And then you pour it into small glasses and sip alternately with a small glass of tequila. If you prefer, the tequila may be poured into the sangrita, which creates a distinctive kind of drink in and of itself. So that's the very basic and the very rudimentary instruction as to how to really enjoy a good glass of tequila. We'll be back again with some other observations on sangrita and tequila and a variety of different tequilas. By the way, there was a swill and I say swill with all due respect because the young Mexican folk that we ran into down there insisted that we try their, it's like the Mexican moonshine. It is a tequila, I believe, correct me, I hope I'm not using a brand name now. Nah, I can't be Reposado. No, Reposado is, no, that's, anyway, this stuff tastes like burned tires. And you got to have this. You just go down to any bar in Mexico and say, just give me that hooch. Give me the real stuff. And they'll bring up a big jug, like a moonshine jug, and pour you a couple of shots of that. And it tastes like you're eating or you're drinking the vapors of burning tires. It's wonderful. Be right back here. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. We're talking tequila, and more specifically, sangrita. It's a tomato-based chaser. I'm joined by Bud Dickman from our news department as well. And sangrita is, as I was mentioning to the audience, Bud, is a chaser that one drinks with the tequila.
So that's a tomato base, right?
It is tomato-based. It has a, well, I say tomato-based. It has 2 pounds of tomato. There's tomato, oranges, limes, an onion, salt, and green chili peppers. That is the, you know, those are the basic ingredients.
Can you drive after you drink it, or what?
Can you drive after you drink sangria?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can drive after you drink it. It's got no alcohol in it.
I'm not sure that I understand.
Well, you know what, man? I'm not even doing this thing for you.
No. I mean, what, I understand. If you're gonna take up a half hour or an hour or whatever you're going to do, talk about a sangria, I don't understand.
I'm talking about this particular drink, which is a marvelous chaser.
Well, what's the alcohol content?
There is no alcohol. There's no alcohol in sangria.
Then what do you do? What do you do?
You drink it with the tequila. Okay?
So you mix it up in the tequila. I understand that, but I'm saying, what are you doing? What's the point?
The point is that you're drinking the sangria with a tequila. It's a nice chaser. Do you know what I mean by a chaser? It's something that you drink along with something else, or you're chasing the drink with it.
Right, but I mean, you know, but if you're not, in other words, if your has got alcohol in it, you can't drive on it. And that's the point that I make.
It doesn't have alcohol in it.
You said you drink it with tequila.
Yeah, you drink it with tequila. You don't, the sangria, it's, why am I talking to you about this, okay? Why am I talking to you about this?
I know, Mike said to go in on account of you wanted some copy on a sangria.
Yes, and I wanted the recipe, and I thank you for that, all right? And I'm glad that you were here. I'm just simply saying to you that you make this and you drink it with the tequila.
Then what?
Then what?
You make the sangria, right?
Yes.
Then you drink a tequila, right?
Yes.
Then what?
The hell are you asking me?
I mean, I'm pretty much English what I'm speaking here. I'm saying
you make the sangria, bud. You make the tequila.
What do you make the tequila with?
You're not making tequila. You're making the sangria, and you're buying the tequila in the store.
You're not making tequila. And I'm trying to be clear on what it is.
You know what I'm talking about, man. I'm talking about making sangria, not tequila. Then you drink it.
Then what?
Then what? Then you get drunk. How about that?
All right, then what?
You know something, Dickman, and I'm going to say this to you.
No, you know the problem with you is I ask a good question, and then you all start getting mad.
No, you're not asking good questions. You're making idiotic... You're saying stupid things here, all right? Oh, God.
Look at you. You're all frustrated and everything. What's the matter?
What happened to you in 1991?
Everybody knows.
What happened to you in 1991?
I lost control of my bike.
You lost control of your Harley, right?
Yeah.
And what happened?
I hit a tree.
Up near Ojai, right?
That's right.
You hit the tree, and you carry around with you today a metal plate in your head, don't you?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm a retard, right?
No, I didn't say you're a retard.
Then why did you bring that up? So you're bringing that up to say that I'm a retard.
No, I didn't say that at all. I'm bringing it up.
Yeah, Phil, tell us all why you brought it up. Why did you bring up the fact that I had a near-fatal accident that could cause brain damage?
Because I think you're asking a lot of these stupid questions because as the result of your brain damage. Okay?
All I asked you was, can you drink and drive on a sangria?
And I said to you, yes, you can.
No, you cannot, because you said you're drinking tequila.
You don't... The sangria doesn't have any booze in it, okay?
Then you can drink and drive.
No, you can't drink and drive.
Then why do you say it? You come on the show, you make comment, everybody's supposed to think that what you say is so important that you not know what you say. Can you drink and drive, yes or no?
You can...
Can you drink or drive, yes or no?
No, you cannot.
Then why you say you drink a sangria?
Because sangria has no alcohol in it.
But you drink a tequila. It's a shot of the tequila.
You drink tequila, yes, with the sangria. But the sangria by itself has no alcohol in it. It is a chaser for the booze that you're drinking with the tequila.
Big man.
What?
Big man, talk about a tequila. You're a butt from a butt. You don't know your butt from someone else's butt. You talk about how a tequila that I'm going to be drinking. Then you say you can drive. Then you say no, you can't. I want to talk about how bitching you are.
Dude, I don't think I'm bitching. I just wanted to share this with the audience. If you don't understand what I'm talking about...
Because I'm a retard?
No, no, not because you're a retard. Because you don't understand what I'm talking about. And I've wasted 10 minutes trying to explain this to you. And you are purposefully trying to obfuscate what it is that I'm saying. I'm simply giving people a recipe for a great sangrita drink that they can drink. Hey, guess what, bud? Go home. Here, take it.
I don't want it.
Take it. Go home and make it. And you don't have to drink any tequila. You can just drink this crap by yourself, okay? And by itself, and you don't have to drink no tequila, okay?
Lori, yeah, every time I catch you, man, it's the same thing.
Every time you catch me, yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah, you're really sharp.
It is true, man. I always do.
Yeah, you haven't done anything. You just came in asking a bunch of dumb questions.
No, I got you way all pissed off because you don't know about a tequila.
I know plenty about tequila, man, but you came in asking dumb questions about a sangrita. Can you drink and drive on sangrita? I told you it's got no alcohol. You didn't want to hear me. You wanted to keep going. You've screwed up a half hour of my show, and I thank you very, very much for that, okay?
Oh, and so you blame me on account of that. Isn't that another thing wrong with you?
No, I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying that you had a hand in screwing this up when I was trying to talk to the people about it. Get out of here.
I love to see you get emotional.
Get out of here.
Too bad, man. You have not been a professional about it.
Would you please leave?
Goodbye.
I apologize. All I wanted to do was to talk about it. And, I guess I can't even do that. Because Bud Dickman, who went headfirst into an oak tree near Ojai, California in 1991, is smarter than me. Even with a steel plate in his head. And yeah, that bothers me just a little bit. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I see many of you good people hanging on to discuss this with me, and we will return. 1-800-449-8686.
En la aerolínea aérea de Phil Hendry, estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también Green Card. El vuelo de esta noche estaremos presentando diarrea. Y también debo mencionar Taco Bell Chihuahua. Y ahora, aquí está Phil.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Take a phone call from La Mirada. Hello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, sir, how are you?
Hi, I was wondering why they put a worm in tequila.
The reason I believe the worm is in the bottom of a bottle of mezcal, actually, not strictly tequila, it's from a mezcal cactus, is because it's a little extra added. It's like a sponge of alcohol. It's a little extra added sponge of alcohol.
But do you drink it?
Do you eat it, you mean?
Yeah.
Some clowns do. I think that it goes back to our days as little boys eating worms and grossing out the girls, though. I think it's a kind of a regressing a bit of behavior. Now, there are guys who claim they can drink down the whole bottle of mezcal at the very end. They'll suck down the worm. I don't think that it makes any difference, man.
Hey, so, but then if they drink it, don't they feel like a punch afterwards, kind of, you know what I'm saying, in the stomach?
No, you don't get a punch in the stomach, unless your friends want to punch you in the stomach to watch the stuff come sailing out after you sucked it down. But
cool,
the worm is there just as a little sponge of alcohol.
All right, Phil.
All right, man.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Yes, we're taking your calls this evening. Norco on tequila and how to drink it without vomiting, projectile style, which Mike Schaefer did not too long ago. Was it your wedding, Mike? Very. By the way, happy anniversary. Here's Norco on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Yeah. I own a Mexican restaurant out here in Norco,
cool.
And I want to tell you that I agree with you as far as Jose Cuervo, with the exception of, have you heard of Reserva de la Familia from Jose Cuervo?
Well, that is that the stuff that comes in the box?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's in a bottle. The bottle's in a box.
Yeah, the bottle's in a box. It's another, I think it's a, I've heard of it and I've had it.
And you didn't like it.
It's not bad. I wouldn't say it's the best that I've ever had. I think it's a little bit of a marketing ploy by Jose Cuervo. You know, you mark a bottle with a number, and you put out a limited number, and everybody runs to buy it as if it's something extra special. I don't think there's much difference between that and the gold or what's that other stuff? 1500?
1800. Yeah. I mean, it's a little better, but have you tried, how about Centenario?
No, never heard of that.
Oh, Centenario is awesome. It's really, really good.
Where do you, who supplies you?
Well, we had to go through one of two, you know, liquor companies. That's how it works in the restaurant business.
Right.
So it's not like I can run down to Trader Joe's when they have a special. That's a whole other topic.
Do you carry
ABC and how they control us?
Absolutely. Do you carry Sangrita?
Yes, we do. And I was going to tell you that, you know, you can buy that anywhere. You should be able to get it at like Vaughn's or...
Really?
Yeah. Just in the alcohol aisle, like in the mixers.
I went to a liquor store down the street from my house. They didn't know what the hell I was talking about. They had Bloody Mary mix.
Like Vaughn's or Pavilions or something like that would have it. But, you know, it's just like tomato juice. I make it for my husband. I put like V8 juice and then a bunch of lemon, just a whole bunch, and then salt and pepper and like Tapatio or Tabasco.
I guess you can... Oh, Tabasco's out of sight. I guess you can make your version of it.
Yeah.
The stuff that I'm talking about, that Sanchez Sangrita,
right,
that's the stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's straight up from. So, in other words, I just go to Vaughn's. So, you're telling me, Henry.
You can buy that.
So, you're telling me, Henry, what kind of a moron are you? You can go to Vaughn's and buy it, you jackass.
No.
You're on the internet going, I finally have the recipe.
I'm just calling to enlighten you.
You know, and what I did is I went to the liquor store that's about two blocks from my house and it's owned, and I say this with great respect, two very fine Korean folks. Uh-huh. But I walk in there with a Korean guy. You got Sangrita? Bloody Mary mix? And I actually, the other night when I got home from work, it was a Saturday night, Friday night, we had Bill from our website on over at the house, and I busted out a bottle of, Bill gave us a bottle of that Portofino?
Yeah.
And I said, I don't have any Sangrita, so I go and I buy that Bloody Mary mix.
No.
And I'm sitting there, and you know what? That's like drinking mud.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's absolutely terrible.
No, you should always make your own Bloody Mary mix anyway. Just, you know.
Of course.
I mean, obviously, that stuff is terrible.
So what do you...
We have like over 100 tequilas, and I even have a special tequila menu.
That is awesome.
At my restaurant.
What's the name of your joint?
It's Rancho de la Torre, and it's in Norco, right off the 15 freeway.
That's very cool. Have you ever heard of Tequila Willie's down... Where's Tequila Willie's?
By the beach.
Orange County.
I have heard of it.
Yeah, apparently they got like a big, big bar there for tequila. Well, that sounds great.
I need to go down there and steal some ideas from
them. So I bet you of all of the tequilas that you have, I bet you the number one that you sell, though, is Cuervo. I bet you everybody comes up and
you know what they do? It's so funny. I shouldn't give out the secret. But on Monday Night Football, we have any shot of tequila for... I don't know if I think he only charges $4.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone orders 1800. And I said, you know, Ruben, what's going to happen when they start ordering the Centenario, which cost me $60 a bottle?
Right. The Patron. Do you carry the Don Julio Blanco?
It's... We have that. And we have the Patron, the gold, silver.
Gold and silver.
And Añejo. Añejo. How do you say that?
What is that swill that they drink in Mexico, the moonshine? You know, the stuff, the burnt tire stuff?
Oh, my God. You know what?
God.
They do that at the dairies. We're out here. Norco is just kind of by Ontario, by the dairies. And
right.
You know what? All the guys that milk the cows, they make this drink where they mix that stuff with the fresh, warm milk from the cows.
Oh, you got to be putting me on. That's like something from Mars.
My husband went out one morning to look at some horses, and he came back before noon, just wasted off his butt. And I'm like, what happened to you?
And then, the guy's out there milking cows, got him wasted on
the... He goes, yeah, I've been drinking just cow's milk, you know? And I said, oh, my God. But, I've heard of it. I haven't tried it.
What a whack thing that is. Get a load of that, Mike. They're milking the cows and mixing it with tequila.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, oh, those cats are
getting wasted.
That's like something from like another planet.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
No, there'd never been I shouldn't say brandy alley. I was starting to think of alcoholic drinks mixed with milk. Well, anyway, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
And when we're up Norco way,
I
know where to go. That sounds cool. That sounds really cool.
Cool. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye. What do you want?
I just want to make it up to you.
Okay, let me just say something here. Okay.
No, I want to explain something. Okay.
What?
I wanted to say, if something I want to bring up last half hour. About a popper. Have you ever heard of a popper?
Okay, we're talking about tequila. We're talking...
No, but this is tequila.
What is a popper? Just hold on for a second, bud, okay?
A popper...
Hold on for a second. I'm talking about appreciating fine tequila, and I'm talking about the appreciation of the experience. Like one experience is a good cigar?
No, I know. I know what you mean.
Like one experience is a fine glass of cognac?
No, I know exactly what you mean. I wanted to... This is a very fine experience of tequila called a popper. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I've not heard of it.
Well, can I demonstrate it? Excuse me. Can I demonstrate it?
Well, yeah.
Because seriously, Phil, it's something I learned when I was down in Baja, when I was down in the Baja.
You were down in Baja, and this is a popper.
Right. Now, what you do, and I'm not going to give you real tequilas. For instance, this is like the tequila right here.
Okay.
What you do, tilt your head back.
Tilt my head back, okay.
All right. Okay, now open your mouth.
Okay, well, that's
helping. All right, I'm going to pour in the tequila, okay? All right, now I'm going to pour in a 7-Up.
Okay, I got tequila and 7-Up in my mouth. Oh, what?
All right, now close your mouth.
That's good.
All right, now here, let me grab your head. Now I'm going to shake your head.
What the hell are you doing? What are you doing, Dickman?
That's a popper.
What do you mean it's a popper? God! You're shaking my head.
That's what they do. What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? What are you talking about? I'm talking about the fine experience of sipping tequila, and you throw it into my mouth and shaking my head.
That's what you do. Well, you go to a popper, then they shake your head and they blow a whistle.
They shake your head and they blow a whistle. Well, isn't that the fine experience of sipping tequila?
Yeah, it's very fine and a very refined experience.
How do you figure that's refined? They're shaking my head. They're throwing... Bug off, okay?
Well, you don't know how to have fun, man. That's a problem.
Yeah, I don't know how to have fun. You just about ripped my head off of my shoulders. Open your mouth. Oh, God. I hate him. Open your mouth, close your eyes, and bend your head back. Charlotte, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Pretty good.
Great.
I just have a real quick recipe for sangrita when you don't have the real thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, it's not as good as the real, but
I got one here. This is the 2 pounds of tomatoes?
Well, this one's will do real quickly. It's not as good as if you want to take the time and effort to do the fresh stuff. But in a 1-liter container, you fill it about half full with the spicy Bloody Mary mix.
Right.
A cup of orange juice, half a cup of lime juice, and a half a cup of lemon juice.
Oh, cool.
And then you take about another half a cup of the hot picante sauce.
Uh-huh.
Put it in there, salt, pepper, and a little bit of Tabasco. Shake it up, and it's not as good as the real thing, but that'll do when you need it quick.
That sounds pretty good, yeah, because the rest of this stuff that I got to like blend it up and everything. I don't even know if I got enough room for it in the blender for all this stuff I got to throw in there.
Yeah, we used to do it.
But you know what? But I found out from the lady I can go to any supermarket and buy this stuff.
Yeah, you can. So. But when I bartended, when we didn't have it in stock, we would just make it like
that's
that.
That's how you made it up,
and,
okay.
Yeah, and you could just make it, and people seem to like it
pretty well. Do people request this in the bars?
Every once in a while, but more often than not, I'm not from a real big tequila drinking place, but I love the stuff.
Yeah.
And but you get them to try it.
Yeah, you get them to try it.
Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah, cool.
And they do. They try it.
All right, man.
They seem to like it.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
What do you want now?
You don't understand.
I'm not doing any more poppers, okay?
No, this is a very... You're talking about the fine experience of sipping tequila.
I'm talking about the fine experience of sipping tequila, not having my head tilted back, put stuff poured into my mouth and my head shaking, okay?
Have you heard of a body shot?
Is this the fine experience?
Yes, the fine experience of tequila.
No, I've not heard of a body shot.
All right, watch. Here. You take this.
What are you doing? Get off my neck!
That's a body shot.
What are you sucking on my neck for?
That's a body shot.
A body shot what?
That's a fine experience of a
tequila. Yeah, the fine experience of sipping tequila. Guy had his lips on my neck. You are freaky, man. Bug off. Don't come in here again, okay?
That's a fine experience of a sip of tequila.
You know something, man? If you think that's the fine experience of sipping tequila, then maybe the fine experience of going to the bathroom, there's an outhouse out here just down the street. They're doing some construction. Why don't you go out there and squeeze one off, man? It's just a wonderfully relaxing experience.
What the hell are you talking about, man?
You know what I'm talking about. A popper and a body shot. Ooh, God. He was sucking on my neck. All right, we'll be back. This is the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know, are we still on in Atlanta? Are we, if we're still on in Atlanta, anybody listen to us in Atlanta or Tampa or Louisville, those three markets, give us a call just to say hi, just to let us know that you're there. And the reason why, well, I've got a reason for, I won't say why, but I just let it, you know, just check in with Mike, and we'll give you some of this fake play money we got. We'll give you some of this fake dough that I stole from my kid. Here's Riverside on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Hey, I'm just calling. You know how you're talking about the tequila that say that tastes like the burnt tires?
Yeah, the moonshine.
Yeah, the moonshine. Okay,
right.
Well, that's called Tonayan. You know, it's coming from straight from Jalisco.
Okay, it's Jalisco because that's where I had it.
Yeah.
That's where I had it, in the state of Jalisco.
Yeah, and that's you can really get it basically like in TJ or Ensenada or something, but it's not really a bottle; it's a little jug, and you got to go to like little liquor stores to find it.
Now, why does that stuff taste like it's made out of burnt tires? Because it is, or because it's not a very refined. What part of the cactus are they making this stuff out of? You know what I'm saying? With the stems and the seeds, you know. There's a swill. I say swill with all due respect that the Italians drink called grappa, and that is Italian moonshine, and it's made from the stems of the vine of the grapevine. So you make regular wine out of grapes, and you make this grappa out of the stems. And I'm assuming that this moonshine you're talking about is made from some derivation of the cactus, you know, other than the real sweet meat, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess you sound like me. You sound like you've drunk a lot of it, but you wouldn't know the first thing about how to make it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Oh, Atlanta and Tampa have checked in. It's very good. Thank you very much, sir.
Yes, sir.
Very, very nice guy to call it. But they pulled a jug from underneath a bar, and I said to this guy, Kiki was the name of this bartender. I said, well, he says, you don't want to drink what we drink, man. It's not, I said, no, come on, God, lay it on me, baby, because it was about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I thought I was just the biggest thing since sliced bread day at that town. So, it had two big X's on it and a skull and crossbones. Oh, yeah, I'd like to have some of that. Oh, baby, 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 you have in your wildest dreams. It was good. It was so bad, it was good. And I said, give me a shot. I took a swig of this. Schaefer can't keep the stuff down. He pukes now every time he even smells it. Why? Because when he was young, he went out and he drank a half bottle of the crap, smoked a whole bunch of bad weed. Oh, I shouldn't have said that because your mom's listening. Was reluctant to smoke a whole bunch of bad weed, so you'll be very happy to know, Mrs. Schaefer, your son drank two bottles of tequila instead and then drove home. And puked his living guts up on this stuff, and now when he smells it, the cat can't go near it. And I understand how that is. You know, you know how it's the, what are they called, sensory memory of the experience, and the olfactory sense being the oldest part of our brain. When you smell something, it registered a very, very primitive and an extremely visceral part of the brain. It's very strong, and so when you sniff something, it'll remind you of all kinds of things. Your first love affair and the first time you were on your hands and knees outside teen night there, puking your guts up wearing a corsage, as was the case with not only Mr. Schaefer, but myself as well. Although it wasn't the same night. It was about 20 years apart. I would also like to, at this time, say, our number again, 1-800-449-8686. I wanted to mention to you, tomorrow morning, if you log on to your computer, you go to www.laradio.com, www.laradio.com. It's a wonderful website that is maintained by a nice guy by the name of Don Barrett, who chronicles most of the things that go on in Los Angeles radio. But I'm not bringing that up for that purpose. I'm bringing it up so that you'll check it out, because tomorrow, I'm very honored to say, I will be the featured op-ed writer. Don on Thursday mornings features an opinion piece by People in Radio, and I'm very proud to say that I'm going to be kicking this off with an opinion piece that I wrote for the website that'll be appearing tomorrow morning. So that's www.laradio.com. And in it, I don't want to give you the entire gist of the piece, but in it, I make a case for the idea that radio is every bit as much an art form as television or film. I make the case. What do you want now?
Can I just hear this? Because
as long as you keep your mouth shut, okay?
I just want to listen to it, okay?
As long as you keep your mouth shut.
All right.
In it, I make the case. What are you doing?
I'm writing some things down.
In it, I make the case that I believe radio is every bit as much an art form as is television or films, and that what we do on the air can be every bit as rigorous, every bit as rewarding, every bit as moving, all of those things. So it's something that I'm rather proud of. And
you, let me just say one thing.
What?
You wrote a piece for the LARadio.com where you say that radio is an art form.
Yes, I wrote it, and it's appearing tomorrow.
I already did that.
What are you talking about?
I already did that. I already wrote that piece.
For who?
I wrote for LA Weekly. They commissioned me to write...
What did you write? You wrote a piece about how... You wrote a piece about...
I wrote a piece about how how radio is an art form. LA Weekly commissioned me to write a 1,500-word op-ed piece about how radio... So it's nothing new.
I beg your pardon?
What you're writing tomorrow in your op-ed piece for LA Radio is nothing new. I already did it.
When did you do it?
About 2 years ago. So I don't know how to approach this with you, but my question for you is, why do you have to rip me off?
I'm not ripping you off. I wrote the thing that's going to be appearing tomorrow, bud.
I wrote the same thing 2 years ago for the LA Weekly. So, I mean, are you actually expecting people to be really surprised? You know, you're sitting there talking about how bitching you are.
Wait a second, man. I'm writing a thing that was in...
Now, we heard it, Phil. We all heard it. Look. Look at me, okay? Look at me. I wrote this piece 2 years ago. I wrote it for LA Weekly.
About how LA Radio or about how radio...
About how radio is an art form. So what, are you trying to be me?
Am I trying to be you? Is that the question?
Yeah, you're trying to be me, ripping me off.
I'm not ripping you off, man. I wrote the thing.
I wrote the thing 2 years ago.
Well, I didn't know that you wrote the thing 2 years ago.
So you wish you could be like me? You wish you could be like me?
Believe me when I tell you, man, that I don't wish I could be like you.
Then why are you writing like me? Why are you writing pieces like me? You wish you could write as good as I do, don't you?
Listen, Dickman... I had no idea.
Yeah, go ahead. Try to convince everybody listening. You had no idea that you were writing a piece that I wrote 2 years ago for the LA Weekly, 1,500-word op-ed piece about how radio is an art form. Tell everybody that a guy who works on your show who wrote about it 2 years ago, you're not ripping him off.
I'm not ripping you off.
Try to convince everybody of that.
I wrote a piece for... I wrote a piece...
Yeah, you wrote a piece for the LARadio.com... About how radio, and you're very honored. What an asshole.
Dickman, I did not rip you off, okay?
No, it's fine. Yeah, we know. So everybody, check out LARadio.com and read what I wrote tomorrow morning.
You didn't write it.
2 years ago. There's a Phil Henry show who rips people off. Very unoriginal.